Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Ball and the Beautiful podcast. I am Melissa.
I'm Kev on stage.
I'm Angel.
Tanks Lee in the building.
And we have a very special guest, okay? Let's talk about her because we love to give the accolades to the people.
Please.
She is a sports journalist, a writer, a media personality, and a podcast host. Mm-hmm. You can find her on the Twitter tweeting about the intersection of sports, race, and culture. And today she's here to talk about the Dirty D. Please help us welcome Jamel here.
Thank you all so much. I cannot tell you how much I've been looking forward to this.
Oh, yay.
Because I felt like I've been carrying this, I don't want to call it shame, by myself, right?
A guilty pleasure.
I felt like, you know, a couple of my friends are into the Dirty D. And when they told me about you all breaking down all the episodes, I was like, I hit up Kev and I was like, Kev, I will volunteer. Please, for the love of God. Let me come on this show and talk about my favorite series, arguably, on TV right
Emmy,
now.
Emmy, it should be Emmy nominated.
I don't see why it's not.
It really should. Also, Patreon, if you're watching, y'all ain't through the mics. We got 5 mics.
I wish I had known I could have brought my JDI mics and just plugged into that and set a mic right here, and it would have been perfectly fine.
But listen, we're going back to old school.
Old school. What happened is you get stuff for a long time. Yeah. You forget where we used to be. Yeah. We ain't even have no mics. It was always through the phone.
Turn it up.
You know what I like is that we have 2 sports analysts here on the show today.
You and Jamel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's the knowledge right here in sports today just quadrupled. Yeah.
Who was it? Jovic and Steve-On?
Nikola Jovic
was, you know.
I feel like I hear his name every time now on everything. I said, and none of this was here before I did the goddamn on ad.
No, it was there.
There wasn't nobody saying it. He just got drafted right before I read that.
He was not an MVP or NBA champion.
He was born, grew, and started playing the day before.
Yes.
That
I said, huh? Don't be the tough ones. Oh, I'm so excited about this episode.
All right, so we're doing the Dirty D Season 2, the bonus episode. This is episode 7 that's going to be the bridge between what happened and they didn't plan for.
A couple of personnel changes.
There's
some whiteboarding happening. We got some contract disputes.
Yes.
We got some stuff we said in the episodes. Forget all that.
Black Dynamite mid-scene temper switch.
Hey. The Black Militants walking startled. But before we do that.
Okay, go ahead.
As a resident Detroit, what are people from Detroit called?
Detroiters.
A Detroiter. Yep. Born and raised. Fago.
Born and raised. Fago Verner's. Grew up on 7 Mile. Yes.
Yeah. Is this how, because we only been to Detroit. You live there. Is this an accurate representation of Detroit?
Loosely, yes.
She said, okay.
Loosely, yes. Mm-hmm. There is a special Detroit twang that I'm sure you guys pick up from that you can hear it on the characters on the show.
At the club.
Because, you know, we a combination of country and Midwest. People from Chicago or Detroit. Yeah. But in terms of general behavior, because I know I've heard you guys reference it a few times as you've broken down each episode, is that, are there 15 people in Detroit?
Right.
There's not 15 people. There's 600,000, but we all know each other.
Okay.
I swear it's like that, right? It's a big town. Like my husband, who is from Southwest Detroit,
mm-hmm.
and you can see Southwest Detroit represented hard on 2B and McGraw Ave and Plug Love.
That's his side of town. Jamel was putting us on the other 2B
shows.
We're
going shows. To Plug Love next.
I'm knee deep, y'all. Save me. It's got me in a chokehold right now. So the thing is that you could connect to anybody in Detroit through high school, through street they grew up on. I mean, I know a lot of places are like that, but it's extra incestuous in Detroit. Case in point, one of the fine actors in Dirty D, who plays Officer Marcus, Emery Lawrence, my boy, he's one of my husband's best friends. He was in our wedding.
Dang. This is great.
Wait, this is a real life connection.
Officer Marcus, he was the one who looked like he got choked out and killed with the gym shoe string.
Come on.
He didn't.
But he rose on the third day because God.
That's right.
He missed the irresponsible. This man lost 8 badges.
He did.
How you lose a badge?
He dropping them in the car.
Tell Lawrence, hit us up. I need detail. Why ain't it chained on you around your neck or on your belt?
And it is entirely possible for a cop in Detroit, talking about the other dude, to not only be policing the community, but also own a strip club. It is totally feasible in Detroit.
It all makes sense.
Jamel was like, no, this checks out.
Yeah, somebody got to.
Because strip clubs are legal institutions, so
why can't that's what he said.
Actually smart. Absolutely. More protection for the ladies at the club.
And also to help smuggle drugs.
Also,
I mean,
the liquid cocaine is
a byproduct. Yeah,
that just comes with the territory. It's not on him.
No, and if you're wondering, it's not all police. I've had some very fine professional interactions with the Detroit police, right? Of a non-criminal variety. But I vaguely remember, but when I was growing up in Detroit and my mother had to get me to softball practice, her license was suspended. Her tags was bold. She got pulled over by a Detroit police officer who let her go if she gave him his phone number. So I'm just saying,
so
yes,
she was fine.
Some of this behavior tracks in the movie that you might see.
That just happens. I'm related to this family. Their family is either in law enforcement or drug dealers.
Oh, yes, that is they.
Or
are.
Both.
Or both.
Sometimes it's a combo job.
Yeah, and I'm related to them. I'm like, yeah, that's what they do. It's fine.
One of my favorite mob movies is The Departed. And in the movie, spoiler alert, Jack Nicholson is a mob leader, and he's also an informant. And he was like, are you a cop or are you an informant? Are you a cop or are you a drug dealer? He's like, at the end of the day, when a gun's in your face, doesn't really matter. Yeah. Doesn't really matter.
Don't really matter.
When you're getting shot, you're not like, but you're not a cop. You're going to die soon.
You're just trying to make it home.
That's all you're trying to do.
Pretty much. But yes, a lot of the mannerisms, the behaviors, they are very, very Detroit. Even
that's
the references.
Why I like the show. I feel like
it's very authentic.
The actors, a lot of the actors, they are so authentic. It doesn't matter if they like, I don't need trained at Juilliard. I need that nigga be in that club. I bet he do be in that club for real.
Correct.
Brick, I know Brick. If he ain't from Detroit, I am buying that he is from Detroit.
I'm buying it too.
Yeah.
I don't know that he is, but
ask two of your friends. I bet somebody knows.
Every time I watch the show, I'm like, man, she look like Vanessa from high school. I know she went to Mumford. I know she did. She was in my Spanish class third hour. I know that's her.
Third hour.
Like, or you go see a teacher and be like, Miss Briggs. Briggs. She was the one. Yep.
Yeah.
But you know it's Ms. Detroit Briggs also because you see, look, that hair be laid.
Well, that hair of the fronts. I was about to ask, is that a lace front running rampant in Detroit?
Detroit is a hair capital. Like all those outrageous, sort of outlandish hair shows, they started in Detroit was one of the birthplaces of that.
So that
we do gospel and hair. And apparently,
show enough gospel.
We do gospel and hair. That's what we do.
Show enough.
Clark sisters, whining.
And their hair was always laid.
Donnie McClurkin, Marvin Sapp.
She said she want to go to Motown.
Right.
Motown.
Sing that's the song. Theme song.
That's not a joke. The song is up there with Power's theme song.
Oh, it bangs.
It is
so good.
It's very good. I'm glad you broke down the lyrics because I didn't even know. I got the Barry Gordy reference to Diana Ross and I was like, oh, that's what the rest. Okay.
Yes. Fast parts, fast life, can't slow down. That's
right. You can't in Detroit.
Oh, I slow down. I do not. Get past it, and I'm reading the lyrics as I sing
that's
with
good.
It.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. There ain't no telling what the TV gonna tell you that the lyrics.
Oh, that's
oh man!
Because look, our LG TV don't be matching up with
at
all. That thing said, "Girl with purple hair." I said, "Y'all." Now y'all got to know the people.
And when we can get into the show, but when Officer Teacup said something, the thing said inaudible. I still don't know what that woman said to this. I think she said love. I don't exactly know.
Oh.
But it was, I said, I don't, you chewing rocks. I don't know what you're saying right now.
It's
all right,
so
you ready to start?
I'm getting on that board right now.
Let's get on the board.
Yes.
Kenny, let's take them to the board.
Because they added more characters.
All right. Let me bring
they added
back here
another cast.
Quick.
What you talking about, more characters?
They did.
In most situations.
Yeah.
That is like, but.
How did you, what?
You grabbed my mic.
The one that falls apart. It's okay. It's all right. I'm able to bend down. You keep your, if you're a guest, we get the janky
we give you the good mic, the strong.
Look at y'all treating company well.
Yeah, that way you can go tell the people that everything's high quality.
It's not even doing it. It's not even tightening. Oh, okay. So this, all right. So here we go, guys.
It's like that wayward church mic.
Do this one.
We're going to start. No, we good. We're going to start with the white lady.
Okay, we'll put her right here. Wahite.
Did they even say her name?
I don't think they did. You talk about Sally Struthers,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sarah. We'll say Sarah.
Miss Sarah.
Sarah Teacup.
Oh, teacup, is that her?
That's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
That has the
sure.
tea?
Yeah, teacup. Oh, yes. Now
you're in the break room getting drinking coffee. Yeah. Come on. I'm getting the tea.
Come and did this.
It's a water fountain. Yes.
It was the gesture.
Yes, it was the gesture. That's like, what sold it.
Come through writing. Come through writing. Okay.
And I love that they wrote black lines for a obviously white woman. Yes.
The whitest of women.
She's not saying that, but she delivered like she did.
Oh, she did. Because while you're in the break room. Solve the whole case. I don't know why we've gone through two seasons.
How did she know this information?
She got the unedited director's cut of the show, apparently.
You know what?
Because Terrence tried to kill Officer Marcus.
Because Kyra was his mama, was his girlfriend. You know how she knows about the Officer Marcus thing? Before Lachey's brother put them the papers in the shredder, she saw them papers. Ain't no way she did.
I said that last week. Ain't no way you the only person who got a copy of the document.
Right, yeah.
He was like, well, this is over now. Yeah. Like, you know.
No, that was the end of it.
Yeah, somebody this is not 1988. Like, the sender has it. They can send it to another person. He was like, this has been printed
Dewey
once.
Decimal system. No, it's gone.
No, it's gone. Shredded and done.
It is. That's how we do documents in Detroit.
That's what we didn't know.
It's
the Detroit Decimal System.
Right.
That's
what we Detroit Decimal System. Yes, we got our own.
So we find out, obviously, we already know that ICE, ain't that his name?
Yes.
ICE is an informant, right? Mm-hmm. But what we also realize is that India has been kidnapped by two people who we don't really know who they're linked to.
Okay, because I was like, who are they?
We don't know.
I know it van anywhere.
Kidnapper one and kidnapper two.
We have no, usually K1 the kidnapper.
K1 and K2.
She got kidnapped the last episode, right?
Yes.
And then she's... They did the makeup on her.
Also,
in the garage.
Clearly, for season three, there's budget because India's I Got Beat Up makeup was phenomenal.
It was.
The red in her eyes. I remember, but I don't.
It was so much red across. It was just like they just took her rouge and just smeared it up to her eyes.
Man, that's called
budget. That's what happens when you get punched.
That is Pat McGrath level.
Also, I want to say something. The kidnappers were OD with the violence.
They punched her.
Stage hit they've done this whole season.
I said, this is my dog.
She took it and was like, F you. I'm not telling you nothing.
I mean, he was socking her out. He was huge.
I felt my chest hurt after she got punched. I was like, damn, what memory did one summon?
What did India do?
To deserve that.
She got information.
Yeah, she got information.
She don't know where, she ain't told where Ice is. Nah,
but I really don't think she knows.
She's trying to act tough. I was like, she's swallowing those punches. She's tough.
People are saying she is tough.
Yeah. She is very tough.
She's socking her out straight up. Her hands are bound.
Yes.
And she is just like.
She took a heater straight to the face.
And once you spit the blood out and you ain't afraid of it.
Only thing was missing was like, you gonna quit flirting with me and actually hit me? That's what I was waiting for.
If her hand was loose, she would have given you a Bruce Lee like, we just getting started.
She lick the blood. Yeah.
It was definitely giving Della Reese in Harlem Nights.
Oh yeah.
So you want to hit people? You want to punch me straight in my face?
So you gonna shoot me in the pinky toe?
Okay, sorry, I just realized I was using the wrong color.
Mm.
So
life doesn't happen bi-weekly, so why should payday? The money you earn can be in your hands today with Earnin. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. Just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then access up to $100 a day as you work and leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid to your next paycheck. Listen, there's so many things in life that can't be scheduled that you have no idea what's going to happen. Say, for instance, there's loss of a loved one. You want to be able to support the family by sending them a meal, or your car breaks down and you need to be able to get it fixed now, not when you get your paycheck. Listen, make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, when I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability, security. It gives me a lot of peace of mind. I'm telling you right now, when life gets thrown around, you want to be able to have the money you need to take care of the things you need to take care of. Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in beautiful.
Beautiful.
Under podcast when you sign up. It'll really help the show. Beautiful.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Under podcast. Subject to your available earnings, location, daily max, and pay period max. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. With Kidnapper 1 and 2, we find out there's a lesbian that is with the mean stripper girl.
Yes.
And lesbian... I'm sure me, stripper girl, and lesbian are sleeping with one of the kidnappers.
Right. It has they're to running be. A game on it.
They
right.
are.
But they're
There's
running a game.
You need to put
There's
question marks on that line.
Yes,
yeah,
sorry. So
it's not your regular honey threesome.
No.
Those are honey just be doing threesome.
Yeah, those are regular.
These are business threesomes.
Yeah.
And it's complicated.
Tax write-off. Tax write-off.
Tax write-off.
This is, so the lesbian is a new character. We have never seen her.
No.
But mean stripper and her are definitely sleeping together. There's no doubt.
Lesbian was on camera like she's been there. She was just off camera because she was comfortable.
Absolutely.
There was no introduction. I think they put her in the post credits, but not the pre credits.
And what was she looking for downstairs? She went downstairs.
But
before
we get to that, what did she drop at the refrigerator?
I don't.
I know.
No,
I
was like,
it's did that she cufflink drop that? What's his name?
I just heard her drop some and say, "I know he got some." Who knows what?
Inaudible. I always look for brooms in basement.
Me too.
I don't look on the main floor.
Who does that? She was like, I got to have a dustpan. Surely it's nowhere near
not
where I am.
In the kitchen. No. It's got to be.
It's got to be.
Downstairs.
Clearly.
So, yeah. Side note, I just realized something weird that we do. I didn't realize it until I told somebody where our broom was. We keep it in the pantry where the food is.
It's that's
because it's right there in the kitchen.
Right, I get it though.
Naturally, the person looking for the broom went to the closet around the corner.
Yeah,
that's where all the other cleaning stuff is. And I was like, hearing me tell you where the broom is sounds weird now.
Right.
But if it ain't in that pantry, I'm gonna be.
But
pissed.
Now are you changing?
Where y'all put the damn room? Y'all know where it's supposed to be.
It makes sense why it's in there.
Is that cultural? Is that like some black people?
I feel like the broom need to be close.
No, it should be close.
First of all, this house is the only time in my life I've ever had a pantry. So,
no, you have a pantry now. Your mother uses it for Mary Kay products. It's right by the kitchen.
Now that sounds very
that
American.
Is supposed to be the
that
pantry.
Definitely.
Again, I've never had a pantry. Now we used to keep it in the water heater closet because that was in the kitchen. That was right there in the kitchen. That's where the broom was. That's the utility closet.
Broom
is
different because the dirtiness is on the floor.
It's right there.
Right.
So
right.
It's not like a dirty.
It ain't up all the food.
It ain't the food. It ain't with the pantry.
Right. Just move the Doritos.
It's just leaning.
Yeah.
There you go, Angel. That's what I would recommend.
I tried to help her, but she don't want to.
All right.
She refuses.
Let's now move to, we're going to call her Fina Knowles. She is
Fina Knowles.
That's great.
She is the mother to Lachey.
Yes.
Who we thought was
apparently
dead.
Was dead a few episodes ago.
Lachey told us
my
she
phone
was
at?
Dead.
No, where's my phone at? We
when
recorded.
She played Alfredo.
No, she told us at the ball.
Yes,
when her brother... Officer
Morehouse. Officer Morehouse.
D.A. Morehouse.
D.A. Morehouse. When he was like, you here with that cop? That's exactly what he like.
Cop was spelled N-I-G-G-E-R. Here with that.
She said, ever since mama died, you think you can run me. He was like, because I am your big brother. I was born a few years before you, and our parents burned
in
a car crash.
Come on,
exposition. They give us exposition. Yes. All of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, you can't find it. It was on your phone, babe. Don't worry, we will play it eventually.
You was looking at every bit of 40. Now, come over here and show me how to do it. I had the video on there somewhere.
I know I done got my things. I don't know
what
my
colors
mean
she was dead
anymore.
Until
I just remember. I just remember that.
I was like, oh, she was there.
It's a lot to remember. Yeah. And they don't play by the rules. The dead people not dead. And they don't be like, it wasn't like she was dead. Mama, you're alive. She was just like, could you grab me a sandwich real quick? Like, they don't mention the stuff.
Yeah. She just appears.
And it's like, did y'all forget you told her she was
Somebody else wrote that episode.
But let me tell you. Somebody else. For all those people who are out here pregnant, I want you to stay safe. If you're watching the news, turn it off. Because once you see that your baby daddy might be a fugitive, it might terminate something.
Right.
Braxton is on the way.
Automatic miscarriage.
Mama, call the police.
It's on your phone.
I said, ma'am, what?
Why? Turn the news off.
Your baby's in trouble. The news has distressed the baby in the first trimester.
She's got to be 3.5 minutes pregnant. Like, ma'am.
Because in the dirty deed, this is pregnant.
They get pregnant.
We don't know timelines. Yeah. We don't know how much time has elapsed.
They ain't got budget for the belly. Right. Just rub your stomach.
This is pregnant, and coughing blood is cancer, AIDS, anything else. You cough blood, you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It's terminal illness.
Terminal illness. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what blanket coughing term. Blood. We don't got time to be figuring out what the diagnosis is.
No.
And then I love how Fina Knowles proceeds to give her literally the worst advice.
Oh, my God.
I was like, do you want your daughter to live?
The moms are terrible in this show. The moms are terrible.
Yeah. It's a whole bunch of precious moms in this show.
It is. It was given Weebay's mom in The Wire.
Yes.
I was like, Delonda. Great value, Delonda. We don't need that right now. She got a lot on her mind.
A whole lot. Okay, so we also were introduced towards the end. I'm telling you, when it comes to cliffhangers, I don't think anyone does it better.
Oh, no. Netflix, please move over.
Take note.
So we meet a character named Chanel.
Who is this, Brick's baby mom?
It's not just Brick's baby
mom. No.
That's the plot twist.
Okay, so I'm going to put her over here.
Yeah, you got to put her on that family tree.
Chanel is the sibling to Tiffany, as well as the sibling to Yaya.
But more
importantly, she is the baby mama to Not On The Head Brick.
Yes.
And
listed as the beneficiary for this life insurance policy that just appeared that nobody knew about.
I forgot the lawyer's name that y'all called.
Sleazeball.
Yeah, Sleazeball.
That Sleazeball was holding.
Yes.
Yeah.
How you gonna hold
until
somebody
until he can benefit from
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's like
I'm like, what?
How are you? Huh?
So Tiffany, Yaya, and Chanel look like three totally different human beings.
Oh no, there's no
totally different.
They got different
shade.
Daddies.
It's the Cosby Show.
They got different dads.
It's the Cosby Show.
It's the Cosby Show. That's how it was on the Cosby Show. Wasn't nobody in the same shade pool.
That's true.
You look at
the granddad was light though. That's how they got. That's how Denise got light.
Oh, that's true.
Skipped over the parents and caught up with
Denise.
Denise was shy and Whitney. She was very light skinned.
Mm-hmm. Denise and Sandra.
Sandra was biracial.
Yeah. Right.
Denise and Sandra made more sense.
They did.
Right? And then they were just like, we're going to deviate.
And then we're going to deviate.
They don't care. Okay, let's see here.
Also, real quick, before we move on from Chanel, that baby was hungry.
That baby came in, mama, do you remember me, mama?
She never even looked at the baby.
She didn't acknowledge that baby at all.
The baby is hungry, and she's like, listen, man, shut up.
You see grown folks is talking.
Yes. And I'm still mad at my dead sister. Wait, what?
She been dead to me. I was like, what?
That's so cool.
Yeah, they're not friends. Okay, we found the clip. Marcus was saying.
Here we go.
Ever since mama died, you think you can control everything I do?
Hold on, can we go back real quick?
Season 3 is the alternate universe.
We have siblings. Who is like, you is my sister? I am your sister. I've been your sister since we was little.
Yes.
But just because you was my sister don't mean you have to do that. As your sister, I got to do this stuff.
You got to do that.
You got to remind your siblings they're your siblings.
Yeah.
Because how else would they know?
I mean, considering their initial interaction, we probably did need to be reminded they were siblings.
Because the Alfredo sucker said, you looking at her booty like, this is weird.
Oh my God.
He gave it a once over.
No, that was weird as hell.
He gave it a once over.
She came down in the kitchen. No, it wasn't a once.
Oh, you're right.
And stared. It was looking at her like he should be a lawsuit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, where's CPS?
Yeah.
They have records.
Yeah. I was like, they got a baby somewhere out here with one ear.
Yeah, that was very gross. I'm
telling you, something ain't. Something. Why are you still back here lurking, this dummy?
That's how she was looking.
This is so chaotic. I love it. Because okay. Why is this hanging on your shoulder?
Because
I don't know if it's a baby or like.
This is the no, this is just the, this is the right. new stand so I could talk into it and I bend over. You know, we innovative here. Just like the Dirty D.
Yeah. Yes.
Was there any other characters that are.
We didn't do Officer Jessica Rabbit. And she's the girlfriend of Ice.
Oh, yes.
My God.
That was, yes.
I forgot about her.
Because he dropped that smooth ass Jodeci line on her. It was like, did. You know, I got the keys to your place just like I got the keys to your home.
I said, you're so romantic. Like,
that is a good representation.
Said, ooh.
Like, look at that.
That was good.
Representing Detroit men like that.
It took me a second still after y'all said it. I completely forgot. I said, how he going? Like, I was like, wait a minute. Why did he propose to India?
Right.
If he was going to be already right. with Jessica Rabbit.
Yes. Yes.
It's so crazy. Like, there's no loyalty here in the D.
No.
What
no,
I'm really, no, man.
Realizing in that, like, how are you supposed to know who for you and who against you if you over here just, like, just sleeping with anybody?
But we have not established why or how ICE is an informant, correct?
No. We don't know.
Oh, they,
no.
Just no they just told
they just told in there.
Exactly.
Right.
When we thought they were arresting him, and they take him outside, and they're like, you're going to mess up the whole case as this informant. You're going to witness protection. I was like,
wait,
an informant? How?
I was trying to understand.
Then it's horrible to do, if you're trying to keep him an informant, right there from where you just had it, did not have him handcuffed.
No, they just took him outside. He was completely free, and the other cop was watching them.
Get out here.
Also, I love that the white cop, the captain dude, or the white dude who's over the cops.
Oh, okay. He was like, Captain Porno?
Yes, Captain Porno. Yes. Like, put the location in. She was like, got it. First of all. Yeah. He didn't say what location.
No.
And she did. She said.
She was like, mm-mm.
And his words were, but wait, his words were, put a location on this address.
What is that even?
That's what it said.
Hey, what are you talking about?
That means you got the app of your phone. You put you hold on it so it highlights it.
But what did the dude pick up, though, inside the apartment? You remember? He picked up
and
something.
Put something in his pocket.
Oh, I missed it.
When they were, so first of all, they ransacked the place.
They sure did.
And then CSI, I don't remember if you will remember Officer CSI.
Yes.
Who runs the schematics on things.
What is this, 24? The schematics.
Yeah, he was biometrics and the schematics. He had a new job in this search scene. He was like, I don't know what this is. What do you want me to do? Oh, actually, no, they didn't let him talk.
He didn't have a mic. He was over there. And he was like, "Hey man, what's going on?" He was like,
"Yeah, they were." That's exactly what
they were on me.
They were like, "No, we're not gonna pay you the rate to talk
if you spoke." Right?
Yeah.
You got to mime it out. Yeah. You got to mime it out.
Charades, boy.
I mean, he got downgraded. He got to talk when he was going through.
Beyonce said, everybody on mute. He said,
He'd have got that part right. He'd have killed that at the Beyonce concert.
Oh, my God.
He killed it.
I said, why did they downgrade him?
We were watching it. I said, listen, he ain't got no mic. He was like,
you know,
they
no
really
mic.
No, it didn't have nothing to do with the mic. Not, they didn't want to pay him. There's only one mic. Let's be clear.
They don't care if you mic to not project.
They are Nas. True. They got one mic. Like,
oh,
the
oh my God.
The mic is back here, and they're like, go ahead. I don't know where it is.
Speak up.
I don't know where it is.
My favorite is when it's a two-person scene, and when you are talking. They talking when it's on you. You can hear perfect.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. The other person 30 yards away.
Yeah.
Okay. What happened?
Now, what I want to also know is why was I?
It's killing me.
This is how it makes it work. Because I bet you all can. Oh no, they can't hear nothing. But when
it's a whole thing in the chat.
But in the cut of this,
it's going to
hear
gonna,
it well.
It's going to be brilliant.
We got a little better protection than the Dirty D. I'm just saying. What I'm trying to figure out is why was Ice talking so much shit and admitting everything when he was being held?
He got nothing on him.
And I can't remember. He was admitting to everything.
It's like,
you still ain't got nothing on me, copper.
No, this is what it said. The black dude, Jessica Rabbit, or not Jessica Rabbit.
She wasn't in there. Yeah,
oh, Jessica. The other light-skinned girl.
Right, yeah. You're talking about Swoop Braid.
Swoop Braid.
Yes.
Swoop Braid.
Yes.
Right.
So the guy is just like, let me tell you what, Ice. You got to give us the information.
That
if you don't give us the information,
the keyword,
you're going to jail. He was like, I'm not giving you nothing. You giving us faulty information?
He said, yeah, I did. He said, you lied under oath? Yeah, motherfucker. He said it like, isn't it obvious? Ain't that what you do?
And they were like, you in trouble now. Then DA Marcus is like, let him go. They're like,
No. He comes in. He said, Ice, can we have the room?
Yeah. Wait a minute. This is the next.
Now just let him out.
Right.
Like, no, he stays in the room.
What is happening?
He's in the room, but don't run off.
But don't run off.
Okay.
Is that they supposed to ask him to leave the room? I don't recall them asking the criminal, can you wait outside real quick?
We need to have a private conversation around you.
Y'all supposed to leave the room.
The police got
to
get it together.
You're supposed to stay here. We're supposed to leave.
They were like, we can't shoot in the hallway. We don't have the permit. There's a whole birthday party going on out there. We can't shoot that.
Oh, yes. The new U.S. Marshal shirts.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Hey. One of them still said police.
It did. But what I love about the shirts is like they're saying name and position. It's like police administrative assistant. You need to know not only am I with the police.
Yeah.
You need to know exactly what it is I do there.
Because that's important.
Yeah. And I think it's good for citizens because then we know what level of disrespect to give you.
Absolutely.
Based on what we see on the shirt.
Accounts receivable right there.
Thank you. Police.
Like, I don't have any outstanding
yeah.
I don't carry a gun.
Right.
But I'm still
employed by the city just like them.
Be like HR.
Yeah. Right. All good. Because you got to know when they say information, what type of information they're talking about.
That's
because
true.
There's no other type of like specificity. No. But if you say, I got the information, and it says accounts receivable, it's about the money. Then you're that's the information.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
The Dirty D's spending all the mic budget on the shirt.
Listen,
go back to the mall, get these printed.
No,
somebody. You know how the bottom shirts is $50 a pop.
So expensive.
Somebody
they're not getting those made at the mall. Somebody's Cricut machine is going overtime. Somebody's cutting these fucking vinyl letters every day. She's like, I already cut already about 50 P's already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so
just start at A, go all the way through the alphabet.
Oh,
one
my God.
Through zero.
The machine is hot.
Glorious.
Who else is missing from the court chart?
The new people?
Yeah, I'm
we have everybody. The new, who was the late, the DA lady was the last episode? Oh, no, yeah. She arrested Ice. Mm-hmm. Well, not arrested. Mm-hmm.
I didn't put her on here, but she was one of my favorites because she was the one that was yelling at Lachey. You stay here. You stay here, Ice. Thank you. You sit in time. You stay. Stay.
Sit your ass down and stay.
We are forgetting the biggest reveal of all.
I was just about to say it.
The biggest reveal of who killed Tiffany.
First of all.
Yes.
Who did it, Kev?
Ice now did it.
Ice.
They thought it was Breeze, right. Who was eating at a Yard House alone at 2 p.m. And Boom comes and grills her. We got you on video the night Tiffany was murdered. But also, you leave on that video. And a piece of the video is missing. So why'd you come in here all strong if you ain't got your stuff together? Right. We got you on video, kind of.
Yeah,
it's also blurry.
But Ice didn't
and you
care
leave
about
without
that.
Murdering Tiffany, ooh, huh?
Ice didn't care about that. We gonna tell Brick that you murdered Tiffany.
He is totally unfazed for somebody that is in protective custody.
Yes.
And I still can't figure out what is the leverage that he has that y'all have given
what
this man.
What did Ice have on the department? He's doing all the crimes.
They hired him. That's what he got on him. That can't do nothing to him.
Also, all signs pointed to Breeze murdering Tiffany.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so many. Oh.
Everything.
It was too obvious, maybe.
And they were like, that's what y'all thought, even though it was a woman's hand on the back of her. Now this humongous black man's hand. We saw the hand.
And Breeze didn't say, and actually, when I left, I saw Ice coming in. No.
This
is
just
random. I have
a New
Orleans accent. My sister does it.
This is why I think Breeze is behind Kidnappers 1 and 2.
Mm.
I think Breeze does know it was Ice, and that's why she's looking for Ice.
First of all, I think they might watch this and be like,
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea. That's better than what we had. Let's try something else.
Somebody remember this when we write it on the day of the shoot.
Come on. When season 3 comes out, rewind this part.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Tiffany, that's what I want to get to, too. I want to get to hashtag who shot Brick. And we just like who shot.
But are we sure he
scandal?
Got shot? Or are we sure he
we
didn't shoot
know.
Somebody?
We shot guns.
We just heard a gunshot.
We just heard a gunshot. We know in the Dirty D who has the gun.
Wait a minute. Tell me that scene. What happened in that scene?
That's the final scene.
Very end of the episode. Then
where was he at?
Oh, he was
walking outside the broad.
And you just hear a gun.
Because it was like his fourth wardrobe change for the day, but it was 6 months.
6 months
can't
later.
Tell.
Yeah, you don't know.
Uh huh.
And he was walking outside, and he just heard the pow.
Okay.
I think that is my theory. That's what I think. I think it is Malik's wife,
Germany girl.
Oh,
because
that's
you know
one.
She heard the next.
She heard
you, yes. Rick.
Oh, yes. That part and, had me dying.
And she saw a picture of him, so now she knows
right.
what he looked like.
Because they had the whole prop photo on the yep. on the little coffee
you
table.
Know Rick.
So she know.
Brick.
But she said, "Do you know Brick from the neighborhood?" And I'm like, "Baby, you from New Orleans? What name is there a New Orleans neighborhood in Detroit I'm unfamiliar with?"
She's the only character who doesn't sound like she lives in the Dirty D.
No, she ever. Obviously sounds like she's from New Orleans. And she said Brick from our neighborhood. From. I'm like, "What neighborhood would that be?"
That's right. New Orleans, Detroit.
Right? Yeah. Is that the Garden bottom. District
but
of New Orleans in Detroit?
She don't
that
know,
I don't know about.
Yeah, but she don't know the dude that your sister that you grew up with.
Your
no,
sister.
Yes. Germany
don't know that. Germany don't know because she was in Germany.
But what I need to know is why Brick felt so confident on standing her up.
Who did?
Brick stood up Breeze and sent Boom.
Oh, yeah,
right.
That's right.
For the Yard House?
For the Yard House.
Yeah.
Why do you keep calling this?
Because it was.
She was in a Yard House.
She was there
the middle of the day.
with a natty light,
yeah.
enjoying her meal.
Having full conversations about crime. The waitress comes, thank you. So I didn't kill the nigga. First of all, wait till they walk away. You don't talk about a continuing criminal enterprise.
Oh, no.
You can't have the meeting at Yard House.
Yes,
you there's
can.
Other customers there.
Not even a private booth.
There was
They were sitting at the bar.
Can we give them a round of applause? They were at a real restaurant, though.
They were.
The budget is up.
That is
listen,
true.
Budget is up.
If they had a real restaurant, she had real broccoli on her plate.
She
I
did.
Don't know. Everything else is like mashed potatoes.
Boom ate the broccoli.
When Boom took the broccoli and walked away, he solidified his place.
He did.
They should nominate him for an Emmy for that scene alone.
He is my favorite character in the history of television.
Absolutely.
He's
the best.
Angel, you ain't even paying attention.
He did. He made me rewind it.
You ain't even looking at the goddamn TV right now.
I'm sorry.
It's a worthy moment.
It really is. How you gonna miss this? Take it back.
That's on the Emmy reel.
And then ate it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's on the Emmy reel.
She was like, what? Where Brick at?
She did say Brick. Brie.
Where Brick at?
He was she like, never gets to the CK part.
No, never. Where Brick at?
Ever.
He was like, he ain't coming. Like, I was just like, there's so much hostility.
Everybody's angry.
It's such a fine establishment. I don't understand. Did somebody
it's the
Greek
finest shit? Yard House in Detroit.
The finest of Yard House.
I used to work at Yard House, so I know it's a nice place.
Also, quick aside, we went to Joey's in Toronto, and somebody, that was Josh. Josh was like, Joey's ain't nothing but Yard House in college. I said, it really is.
Yeah.
It feels fancy,
then,
but it ain't nothing but elevated Yard House.
And then y'all felt hurt. And
I'm a little hurt.
Now you feel basic.
I do feel a little basic because I love.
Yes, Joey. There's a. You know how Lexus ain't nothing but a Camry.
Yes,
a Toyota make Lexus too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
People didn't know. I didn't know for a long time.
And this is what I also.
I feel a way though because I love Joey's.
We
love
Joey's. Listen, we Joey's were there last night.
We was cleaning out Joey's when we came to see your show. We're cleaning out all the teeth.
Yes, we
fantastic.
Had Joey's.
Sit down.
The Joey's in Woodland Hills is the best one because they will change the ingredients for you. At the one we went to,
it's the best.
She was like, you're going to have this corn in this guacamole. We're not taking it out. At the one in Woodland Hills, they would have took the corn out for me. See, that's the Ivy League.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the Ivy League.
And they have ballet.
Yes, ooh, they do.
They only have ballet. You can't walk in there unless you ballet.
Also, did we mention Terrence being written out mid-episode?
You know, it was a big question mark for me. I actually don't think he's written out all the way.
No, really? There was Kool-Aid in the bed. Somebody died.
Oh, my God. I was like, anal Kool-Aid. Sex gone wrong. That's what I saw.
Have y'all ever seen blood? They was like, pour this ketchup, smash that up, pour that ketchup. Somebody died in here. How they got off the bed, no one knows.
Yes. No streak. No, nothing.
Perfect circles of blood.
It was right there.
That was Ghostbusters. Razu just leveled them up off the bed.
The murderer was like, after I've murdered you, let me pick you straight up.
Right.
And carry you like a crane.
Sorry, Captain, clearly somebody's strong, dude.
The most oblivious police captain.
Oh, Bro,
do you know this squad?
I agree with the chief of police. You got 30 seconds to clear this case up. It's all wasted money. The Brent case is completely wasted money.
Millions of dollars on this one minute.
But it's never 30 seconds. It's always 30 days. And if they would shorten that time, I feel like they would spend less money. Yes. You got 3 days. But it's always 30. It's always a whole calendar month. And eventually that gets costly.
It does.
Is what I'm saying.
Well, especially with all these extra characters they keep hiring on this case to solve it, when all they really need to do is talk to Officer Teacup.
She's not an officer. She's definitely Let me put a teacup because we didn't gave her a name.
Why nobody asked her about nothing up until that point is beyond me. He just mentioned it. Matter of fact, man, this case is tearing me up. I solved it for you right now. Terrence tried to kill the man. Kyra was with this dude.
Yeah.
Brick got the liquid cocaine. You never asked me. Yeah. I would have told you.
She would be like, and then so and so shot Brick. Oh, really? Then what happened? The credits rolled.
Also, that scene technically hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to tell you.
Shoot the key into the future. Her and a teacup and Breeze are oracles because they come in too knowing more than what they should.
Oh,
they
definitely do. The stuff happens off camera. They're going to catch you.
They catch us up. Hi.
They saw it.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
Oh, yeah,
it's Instacart. Yeah, go ahead.
You can bring it in.
People always be like, I don't know. Microphones.
You know what else we didn't talk about is the fake DNA results.
Oh, yes.
Poor neighbors, they act like it was written in crayon. Like, just give me a new one. Let me try it again.
What? I said, why would Lachey do that?
Because she didn't want Terrence to be the baby. She was trying to mack on him, maybe.
But like that early? Like that,
saw it and liked it. And was like, I tell you how, I'ma seize and claim my future.
Listen, okay.
Won't he do it?
That ain't your baby.
That ain't your baby.
I was like, they must not have did a mouth swab. They must have to pee in a cup. And she was watching and was like, yup. I'ma get that dick. That's the dirty D I want.
So TJ's like, so you are my dad now?
Right. That poor baby that got me. Baby mama.
He got 22 daddies.
Who is my dad?
Like, he'll get old and be like, mama, the hell?
She'll be like, what? You were taken care of.
She's going to talk to him just like her mama talked to her.
Justin's Rakeisha. They talk crazy about her. Her mama talked crazy about it. And she did know her dad. She had them two DNA tests like, okay, I for sure know who the dad is.
She's like, now I know for sure. Definitely both.
I was like,
and poor Boo, he seemed like a good daddy.
He does.
That's not his baby.
When he ain't angry, he is.
When he's not angry at murdering somebody.
as long as he just takes it out on the people that he doesn't love.
Right.
Because he stood up. He could have killed Tiffany, the bartender. But once he
Nikki.
He was supposed to.
When he found out she had a child, he was like, let's be a family together. He had a gun pointed to her head. And he heard mama, and he was like, well, now I can't do it.
This has got me out of my crying.
Now I can't do it because I'm a family man.
Yeah.
I mean, at heart.
Now we a family.
He hit him the whole season after that. He was like, oh, man, why you ain't say you had a kid?
We could have just saved all this. Right?
You got a kid, I got a kid, we both got kids.
We would have been fine.
This is all that we needed. So, yeah, Lachey definitely... hid results.
She hid results.
And then shred them. Her brother should have taught her.
If you would have shredded it, it never would have existed.
She should have shredded it.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
That's how her brother don't know that the mama's alive because she shredded the birth certificate.
He doesn't know his mom's alive.
Because he didn't refute it when she said it.
She sure did it.
He didn't.
So
mom was at the house.
Or either. That his mama is dead, and he don't know that she's
they
not
definitely
the child.
Got different moms.
You know what I'm saying? Because apparently she don't mind faking
her
mom.
Anybody that ain't watched the show, they just completely wrote a completely different episode.
But that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, because she knows how to fake maternity. She could have definitely faked that her mama was his mama when the mama died. You know, and that's why she has to keep saying, yeah, you my brother. I am your sister. Don't you forget
it,
nigga.
That's why she has to affirm it so much. Okay.
Absolutely.
I did just see that. Didn't Keisha have two sons?
They don't have enough money.
For I never show the other son.
Yeah. We
just but did he get rolled off, or was he just like kind of lingering?
We don't know. So TJ is Terrence's, but Money Mike's and Boom.
This is what's hilarious.
It's like a timeshare. Yeah. They each got a third.
Yes.
Right? She collected all kind of child support. So everybody all the people in Detroit.
This is what I noticed, and I'm sorry I did not bring it up. So TJ is the youngest child, but why is he TJ?
He's Terrence is his dad sometimes.
No, but no. Wouldn't the oldest son be TJ?
No, because the oldest son is somebody else.
And
no,
and you forget they six months old, son. But they 8 years old.
But they were supposed to both be Terrence's kids.
Because Terrence was like, that's why the mama said, I can understand if you want to go ahead and get a test on the oldest.
Yeah.
But I was like, why is the oldest TJ?
Right.
Yeah. And we're here right now. Because all his daddies is here and his mom and his granny.
There was an episode of The Office where Andy was named after his dad. Mm-hmm. And they were like, you're not really turning out to be good, so your younger brother's going to be the junior. Is Andy now. That's what they did with TJ.
That's right. The oldest one was acting up. And it was like, you don't deserve this legacy.
Yeah.
The younger brother is more Terrence's legacy.
You know what it was? Because the youngest one knows how to play his part. He called all them daddy. And I bet you that oldest one was acting up, was like, nigga, you're not my father. You know what?
Mm-mm.
Now your name is Patrick because you don't know how to play the game. You don't know how to play the game.
Now your name is Patrick
because you can't play the game right. Ooh. So you wanted to do a who shot brick? I put it up.
Are we throwing out theories?
Okay, Kevin.
It's a long list.
Who shot brick?
It's a long list.
Kevin, okay. Your prediction.
I'm thinking who wants brick dead?
Breeze so many. Breeze. No, but Breeze.
Breeze is mad because he put her hands on
exactly.
But she pulled a gun on him and didn't fire. And he's also delivering her drugs. So would you want him dead? Here's my money. Malik is not dead. Malik is not dead. I don't care what happened in the hospital. That boo was a fake. And this is for real. This is my money. Because y'all going to try to think of something logical, and that's where you go wrong in the dirty
deal. Right. It can't be
Malik
logical.
Malik paid off the doctors to get the heat off of him. Okay. And now he's coming back to kill Brick.
Malik
shot Brick.
Malik shot Brick.
All right, Melissa, we need to lock in your guess.
Okay. I think that... D.A. Morehouse.
Ooh.
Because he's turning out to be a villain.
Yeah. That's a good guess.
I don't know
That's a good guess.
I feel like because
he already can't stand him.
Right.
He can't stand him.
And then, you know, because his sister is having his niece nephew.
Wait, no. Lachey's not with Brick.
Oh.
No.
Lachey was with Terrence.
Okay, yeah. Right.
Brick ain't with nobody right now.
Right.
But he do have a child.
But Brick.
Does he know he
but
has a
Brick
baby?
And Terrence was fighting over Kyra.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And that made Officer Morehouse mad. So then he has shot him. I don't know. But I'm going, this is my theory.
I love it.
Because he's not as holy as we thought he was at the beginning.
I see the darkness.
Yes.
I see the darkness when he wanted to have sex with his sister. Yes. We saw that.
Yeah.
I'm going with the shredder.
I'm going with,
That's true.
D.A. Morehouse for sure.
Got it.
This is probably far too logical, but I'm going to go with Yaya. And Yaya has motive for sure.
She does.
Because when the quick D claim came through.
That's right.
She was
took
like,
the whole club from
quick
her.
D is the big joker to the power of attorney. Up to that point, power of attorney was the strongest piece of paper you could have.
She went on LegalZoom. Brick went on LegalZoom. Was like, let me just get this right quick. But you know,
Yaya has been anti-Brick the whole time.
Yes. She has
the whole, like, can't
the
stand
whole time.
Do you want to do Yaya slash Giovanni or just Yaya?
I think, you know what? I'm going to do Yaya maybe slash the sister from nowhere.
Chanel.
Oh, it's definitely Chanel.
Because she angry already.
Hey, wait, is that Germany's sister?
No, that's Yaya's sister.
Hold on. What's the new?
Oh, life insurance.
Life insurance, yes.
What's
life
the new document that overpowers
the quick claim?
Quick claim.
Oh,
the
quick claim. You get on legal.
You know, quick claim.
Correct.
That's what makes the shredder so powerful in the D, because you can get documents so fast. The only way to win is to hurry up and shred the documents.
Shred the documents. Because there's no track. It's like Mission Impossible. They evaporated Detroit after 5 seconds.
These drug dealers are using the legal system. I'll kill you, but I don't have
it. But in a way, it does track the real life, because Aretha Franklin, you know the story with her, is like they found an alternate will in her couch.
Mm-hmm.
They and that's what,
yes, they showed it.
They showed it. Yeah. And that's what ultimately decided her estate. So just when you think it's far-fetched.
Alternate will.
An alternate will.
I don't know.
Paperwork is important in the deed.
It is true. Paperwork is important.
Very important.
Okay, who is your guest, Tank?
So I'm going to go back to my original before, because I forgot about the quick claim.
Hold on, Marcus. Hold on. Let me read this one from Patreon. Shasha just says, Yaja's husband, he's freezing her for bricks murder because she never gives him sex.
That's why I said Giovanni as a possibility.
That boy's stressed.
That's why I was saying Giovanni, maybe.
Stress. He got blue balls. Yeah. She giving him to the lawyer, but not her husband. Yeah. Right. If I kill Brick, he then could maybe come I get the coochie.
That's why it probably wasn't a gun. It was his dick exploding. Pow!
One of
a
his wide, nuts.
A hard shot, a money shot right in his forehead.
I'm going to say Breeze.
Mm. Breeze is a good guess.
Because then my original thing was because Breeze now has the newest power of attorney. And she can cut out Brick.
Yep.
And now she'll run everything and she don't need the middleman.
She does
just
want
get
the
a
power.
Brand new middleman.
And she said that too. She said, you just sell my drugs. They're my drugs. I can come in town and walk around anytime I want to. You can get another Brick, can't get another Breeze.
Right.
There you go.
You expendable.
And why Breeze is a drug dealing tycoon?
We don't know.
Who knows?
We don't know how she built her empire. Doesn't matter. She built her empire from the New Orleans section of Detroit.
She's from New Orleans that grew up with a dude in Detroit.
Yep.
And that her sister also grew up with her. But wasn't around her because she was in Germany, apparently in grad school the whole time. Because
that's where only where grad schools are. Just to Germany.
You know, a lot of Detroiters go to Germany.
Oh, yeah.
I
bet that financial aid was slapping. Oh, that's why she got over there.
Absolutely.
That's how she got over there.
I have two theories that similar but not the same. I don't think anyone shot Brick.
You think he alive?
I think there's two. Here's my two theories. First theory is actually what we heard was the gun from Captain, he was hunting again like he was in the first season.
In the middle of the parking lot.
In the middle of the parking lot. And that was a shot of a deer. He was shooting a deer. That's one theory. The other theory is that it was Boom who was actually shooting Terrence, who was about to shoot Brick.
Oh, the man behind the man.
The man.
So,
okay.
So
okay.
It's going to look like Boom is about to shoot Brick. Right? But actually, the bullet curves behind Rick. It ricochets off the knot on his head. And
like
goes
a Matrix
right.
bullet.
Right.
Because it, they, okay.
Yeah, it goes through Terrence and Kyra.
Both. Because they both got to go.
They both got to go.
As they were headed in their carriage on their honeymoon. Because they were eloping.
That's true. Yes.
They sure did say that in the news.
They did say that
the
they
news
eloped.
Has the information.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, she was the best on that green screen.
What?
Breaking with the news.
Mic, with the blurry mic in the foreground. It was a motel mic.
Oh, my God.
They shot that on CapCut. That's when you put the mic in post. Yeah. You just get microphone.
It was like this.
It was that old school mic. It was that old school mic from the 50s, the chrome ones that got all the metal on
it. It was so low from where she was.
Breaking news. We have an officer who is a fugitive on the run who is claimed to have shot Officer Marcus. Last name, no need to know.
You don't, that's all you need to know.
Sorry, ma'am, you're going to miss Carrie watching this. That's
what the game.
Personal news.
Yeah, so I feel as though.
It's either that or Germany.
You want to add Germany to yours?
Yeah, Germany makes the most
Germany's
sense.
Germany's on your suspect list.
Germany, I think it's Germany.
But it's too much sense.
It's too much sense. That's why I don't trust the Dirty D to be like,
I know.
Logically, it would Germany would avenge her husband.
Avenge her husband, boom.
But the Dirty D's like,
you know what would help us? We need to understand contract disputes right now.
It's true.
Who is asking for more money?
Who asked for more?
Then we can eliminate folk. And then know it's no one that we've seen in season two. It's actually someone new in season three.
That's
That they've yet to introduce to us.
It's Breeze's boss.
It could be the lesbian for all we know. It could be the lesbian.
That could be the game plan.
That could be the game plan.
You thought we were sex. We are murder for hire.
Correct.
We use the sex to distract you.
Right.
And is India dead?
Actually,
India just was beat up with the Pat McGrath.
She's not dead. But the lesbian couple is low-key a good thing because...
We don't know they're gameless.
We don't know their game.
The game is to clean up the mess in the kitchen.
To find the dustpan. That was the game.
But why you think the lesbian couple...
I forgot what I was going to say, but I had a connection somewhere.
I know it's going to come back to you. Come on, Father God.
I forgot.
Lesbian couple... Mean stripper.
Because she's now the new manager. over
the strip club.
Mean stripper. Ice is out the way.
Correct. Yes.
So now it's her.
Yes. So now she's power hungry.
Yeah. Mm. She was like, being that I'm the new manager, I was like, how does she know that?
I don't know.
Because who gave it? What power of attorney was relinquished to you?
And also, Ice is out.
I didn't see that.
She don't know that Ice is out, though.
Yeah, and who did she have sex with for the position? Because that's part of the interview process.
Well, she had it with Ice. She's
in India, right?
No, she did India the sex.
But no, she had already had. You remember Ice said, he said, I did.
Oh, yes, true. He did.
That's no, he right. said that, yeah, off camera. Yeah, off we camera didn't get to see that one. We didn't have time.
Right.
Yeah, I don't remember none of this.
India wants to know. I need to know who other bodies you had around.
Yes,
so that these hoes don't be looking at me evil. Exactly. Then I know. Yeah. And then when he told her, he was like, "Oh, it sounds like you want to try it out." She absolutely, like, that was the case.
And she was like,
"Yeah." And she tried it out.
Absolutely.
She was like, "Because
if you have a body, I have a body.
Because of this, I actually want to marry you.
That's right.
Because you took what was evil and made it good."
And that is what a wife does.
Very
much. She's getting beat up on his behalf, likely now.
I mean,
yeah.
She's a strong, she I mean, does. She's been a rider since day one. She be out here, she
Yep.
She did.
Oh, she beat up Honey on her way after she got fired. She was like, before I get my clothes, I know you ain't loving.
When the people had the gun to her best friend's head, she was like,
that's right.
She said, rock-a-bye, baby. She was ready.
That is so true. Whoever had the gun last wins.
Yeah.
Because they were like, hold on, what movie was that? I got a gun.
New Jack City.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rock-a-bye, baby.
Yeah. So, I mean, I believe that she going.
She might be the most loyal on the show.
Yeah.
She is.
She is.
Like, she is.
She's consistent.
She is very consistent. Very consistent.
Mm-hmm. And she's not telling on Ice and getting her.
Oh my God.
And don't even know in. Ice got a whole nother Jessica Rabbit girlfriend.
You sure?
Dude. Ooh, she
who's
mad.
A cop?
Who also has red hair. He's got a thing for chicks with red lace.
He does
red.
Because
he can't be stopped.
Because India's hair is red now. It's pretty too.
It is.
It's very pretty.
I said that. See, I got to see my hair straight now because this is fire.
No,
on
it's
them.
So cute. No,
I said,
if you get it straight, they're gonna be like season three.
Angel said, I got a month and then calling everybody by the names on here. Listen, Sleaze Bag Loyal. They'll be like, that's not his name.
No, Long Tears. I heard what you said about me.
They barely give you their names though.
Right.
It'd be three seasons into a show.
So you gotta make it up.
And yeah, because
they don't really be
and
like.
The credits be using this, their Instagram handle.
Oh my God.
I can't be on the show.
Now you can't be on show, same as I can. We ain't in the people.
No, we ain't got to have the sex.
Yes,
no,
you do.
No, but no, we can have sex.
Yeah, y'all can have sex together. What do you mean? Just okay. Come in.
And I have sex on camera with my wife.
Yeah. Pow. Pow. And we'll make the noises for them too. I'll be like, we brought our own mics. Don't worry about it.
And is it just me? And does everybody in the Dirty D, you if it's a sex scene, you get in the back shot. Like,
that's all they know.
Because everybody spent
all
money.
Shots, all everything. They know.
No, except for that one. Was that Kyra and Brick? When she was spread eagle on the table, they hit like
don't flip her over though.
But
definitely got to go over, back. Shots got to be seen, and it ain't first.
And
it got to be
one leg down, like one leg up. Yeah, it's not
too.
Regular. No, yeah. it's definitely like we got right. Yeah. That is that.
You need the leverage. It's all about the leverage.
Everybody's had BBLs on the show. It looks like so they're like, show off the money I spent.
Absolutely.
Do they have a good surgeon there, or are they going to the DR? Because everybody gets their butt done.
I want
to
be on the show. Lisa.
Speak it.
I want to murder somebody.
Plush Productions.
Yeah. Oh, they got the logo updated, too.
Man, oh, yes, they
so
did.
All full of diamonds now.
Oh, it's
now.
So
yes,
good.
Did,
on the one that's standalone episode 7
they got
that
budget.
Happened a year later.
They got a budget.
I would actually just want to host their after shows to talk to the cast.
It's amazing.
That's what I would want to do.
We
and
can't
I feel
be
like
the only people watching it.
Huh?
We cannot be the
it's
only
gotta be
people. We're not the only people watching.
No, they absolutely should do an after show. I would love to.
Look at all these comments.
So much
look
questions.
Down below.
Yeah, who the hell would pay for Andy Cohen?
Andy wouldn't understand this.
No.
The way
Lisa,
that you all understand this.
Lisa, take a trip to L.A.
Ooh.
Come sit on the chair. On the gray chair.
Now it works.
Oh, it does.
So you held that for nothing?
Up there
you.
For nothing. That's all right.
Listen.
Told me what? You wanted me to take
I
your
was,
mic.
No, I didn't. I was about to help you out, but that's the one I usually use. I know how it
okay,
works.
Okay, stop fussing.
Nah,
me
I'm
break.
A fuss.
So does anybody have any guesses about who is TJ's actual daddy now?
And is Captain.
Yeah.
It's foreign. Definitely Captain.
Because if the DNA wasn't tested, it has to be a reason. This
correct.
Wasn't tested.
There's got
to
be a
like
reveal.
What is that leading us to? Like what?
it's leading us to Terrence is off the show. So,
so they're like, you can't be the daddy. You're not going to be here.
No, I do actually think
you got
that
to follow the show and the actor. No, he ain't. He's
no, he might really be the daddy.
I think he's really the daddy. So now Detroit Quinn is going to get his pension, the money, life insurance policy, and she about to be living large.
Wait, Terrence is dead?
He off, they're going to say, I think he's dead. He's I think he got shot by Boom. That's what I think. I think he on the run dead on the sidewalk now.
So how, they just going to have him and Kyra just
they going to put a sheet on top of them with the heads turned away from camera like they did
Episode 1 of season 3, Officer Terrence and Kyra were found. That's how they start in the next season.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
They are murdered.
Oh, yeah. They're dead.
Off camera, white sheet over.
They're going to be like, there was a homicide. A double homicide.
Yeah.
Double homicide.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what's happening.
And the whole season will be us finding out who shot them.
Oh, that's good.
That's going
to
be
matter of fact, because it took us until episode 7 to find out Ice killed Tiffany.
That's true.
We didn't even know he knew her.
I was like, but how would they?
It's his cousin's wife. How could he not know her?
His cousin's wife.
Brick is his cousin.
Come on. No. Kevin, have you been watching the
but
show?
But Malik's wife don't know Brick.
But she was in Germany. That's a different thing.
Yeah, that's a whole other continent.
I totally forgot they were related.
I did too.
That's his cousin's wife. He was probably in the wedding.
It's a lot.
You want to see how it is.
But the motive part is going to be fascinating because what would have been the motive?
There's no reason to kill Tiffany.
The power of attorney.
It wouldn't have made sense for him to kill her on Brick's behalf because Brick seemed generally broken up about it.
Yeah, he did.
To
he
move
actually
her out
was.
Of the way
Remember
so he could have
the grave. He was like, man,
so y'all making it make sense now?
Because it all makes sense. Don't you tell me. You can't tell me none of this don't make sense.
This all makes sense. What is this triation between Tiffany and Breeze?
We thought Breeze killed Tiffany. He didn't. You're not paying attention.
Looking at this on here, this looks like an orbit.
This is so funny because this is legit.
A dirty deed.
As funny as it is, this is really the connections of the show.
Yeah, so the India's not dead by these kidnappers, but it's looking like it might hit that way. That's why there's the dash.
She's on her way to
death. Same thing with the lesbians to the kidnappers.
No, but India's not going to die because the girl looking for the broom is about to save her.
That's what, I think so too. But that's why
the lesbian is going to let her go.
The lesbian is down there.
That's right.
They found her and they just were like, all right, we're done with that scene.
Right. Yeah, next season.
Who I need to know what his involvement is going to be, and we didn't talk about him much, is Sean, tattoo owner of the strip club.
The silent partner who's loud?
Oh, yeah. What is
the undercover cop?
Yeah.
Because he saw Ice.
No, he ain't undercover, is he?
Yeah,
he's not undercover.
No. They all know he's a cop. That's a cop.
You're exactly right.
Because Bree said, "Oh, you doing business with a cop that owned the club?"
Yeah, you're right.
But if you think about it, that's kind of a brilliant cover.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because like, if you already tell him you a cop,
that's true.
There's no surprise.
And if you kill me, you killed a cop.
Exactly.
That's a great cover.
It's kind of low-key brilliant.
Power attorney can't protect you from that.
Nope.
You got to have a quit claim deed if you want to kill a cop. I own this house that allowed me to murder him. Because I own it where he lived.
The fact that Officer Marcus was just pow, 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 didn't hit Terrence. And what did Terrence think?
Right.
Oh, that dead because he stopped shooting?
Yes.
Don't know why.
Two shots.
And I love how Officer Marcus circled Terrence in that crayon.
Oh, it's so good.
Great acting. You did that.
He's the best. Part that they cut out, the pictures they cut out and pasted to a manila envelope.
Yes.
I said, what is it? How is this how they do it?
Come on. And can we say this too? Officer Marcus has Wolverine style healing powers because this man almost died and went back
and
on the force.
You don't see
Nary a mark. Yeah. Nothing. Nary a mark
around
him.
Hey, that boy got cocoa butter and superpowers.
You ain't lying.
He walked back.
Strong.
He went back on the force, black in the field, but not at a desk.
You right.
He's in the field.
You know that America's Next Top Model meme with a girl, she's busting the door like, she's walking, that's Officer Marcus. He's like, y'all thought I was dead? The shooting.
Correct.
One last quick question.
Cam Newton.
This is the only time.
Y'all thought I was attacked? pretty attached.
This is one question that this is the only time the show hasn't made sense. Every other time it's made sense, even with the mama being, even with Fina knows. At the court, in the courtroom scene in episode 6, because you know I had to watch that after that because I fell asleep. Terrence is sitting in there.
Yep.
With the captain. Doesn't the captain still think that Terrence is an undercover cop?
Well, he had suspicions because remember, they had told him, I think, in that episode, he was under investigation.
Oh, right. The investigation
was almost complete.
Right.
They need some more important information.
Why would they let the undercover cop be at the trial of the person they undercover with? They like undercover, like investigating.
Do you understand? That's the case he's working undercover at.
Yes, in the
but he also told him he was a cop and he was going to shut the place down.
The captain don't know that.
Yes, he does, because he was walking it with the tea lady.
The tea lady just said they was involved.
The tea lady had to tell
him
that.
Y'all not thinking back far enough.
See, that's the problem with the show.
Tea lady always been eyes,
and you forget the character shouldn't know this. The captain should be like, you can't go to, this is the case you're working.
Again, I'm mad that y'all trying to make sense of it.
That's the only time it didn't make sense. Everything else is connected very well for me.
Say it.
This is a perfect show. It all makes sense.
It does.
And I finally understand my grandma now. I was watching stories, and people used to die and come back up and be like, why are you watching this?
We just named this. It's a telenovela.
It's going to be so great. It is. When season 2 of Churchy comes out and things get haywire, it's going to be because it was influenced by this.
Oh, Rick is going to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be. If you don't think ICE is witness protection is in Lubbock, Texas, I'm hitting these people up. Officer Marcus is arrested.
The crossover.
What?
Potential.
Oh, I love it.
I want to kill some. Ira and Terrence going to be whipped.
For Corey.
That's actually a great idea.
I want to kill somebody in Churchy.
Call them.
He wants to kill somebody.
I'm gonna kill somebody in Churchy. No rhyme or reason.
Just kill
this
him.
This is when we're gonna find out the real reason. He'd be like, hold on,
he looks familiar. Don't he do stuff again? Yes.
Because he's actually
not. That's not his real son. That's why you actually.
He's,
the,
dad?
He's not your real
he's
dad.
Not your real dad. The guy he gave it to is actually your real dad. So that's why he did it. So that in succession, you would eventually get to Churchy
in real life.
Yeah.
That's why I got the quick claim deed.
Correct.
And all of this will go away. You need the proper information.
You gotta have the real information.
You gotta have the real information, man.
When you got 30 days to get it.
30 days.
And so we gotta change costume. We need to start having shirts that says Usher. Shirt that says Associate Pastor.
Yeah.
That way it will keep us in order.
Dickiness.
Yeah, I got a Cricut machine.
Yes.
I'll show you how to use my Cricut machine. You can go ahead and use it for season 2.
Yes. Everyone's getting
the
shirts.
Brilliance.
Killer
the brilliance.
Is great.
Oh my God. And then you don't run up.
No.
And then run out.
I'm going to make sure I didn't miss this. Was Terrence actually undercover at any point?
He talked about being undercover.
Like Officer Marcus was actually undercover.
Terrence never interacted with them.
He went to the club and was like, they were like, you can't go into VIP unless you got $50,000
That's right.
Got them both. And then the next day he showed up and was like, I'm a cop. I'm a cop, damn it. Leave my girlfriend alone.
So he blew his old cover within 24 hours.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Or within 24
or
hours.
3 years. We don't know.
We don't know.
You're right.
He was undercover for a little bit.
He did.
Yeah. Okay, because I was like, did we actually see him do that?
That was his one. Officer Marcus really was undercover.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He was smashing for a long time. He was getting information.
Correct.
And he was meeting with Malik. He was working the case. That's why Terrence said he got too close.
Came on freshly on the force, but been on the force undercover.
That was so confusing to me.
Terrence
trying to kill Officer Marcus?
Because he found out about Kyra.
Officer Marcus went to the club, he was like,
I got
to
tell him about you.
I got to tell Kyra's probably into this because she's working the VIP room.
Right.
Right.
And Terrence
she's
was
passing
like,
out liquid cocaine everywhere.
Yep. And he was like, you will not
and the captain
kill
was like,
the woman that I'm cheating on.
Who? Kyra. Why is that name so
familiar.
You will not kill the woman who's my fiance that I've been cheating on all 5 years.
With the baby mama of a baby that ain't mine.
Right.
But also might be.
But might be.
Because the DNA results are actually faked.
And also, if you go to that club and say, if you tell the captain this, when they start to shut this down, they're going to find out I showed up with my badge. Mad. Mad.
Also, the captain is unaware of what's happening in the department. Yeah. The crime
captain is getting him some chocolate. He don't care about nothing else.
He showed
it. He don't remember no name. Yeah.
I'm like, I would not want to see the captain's performance review. At this point, you got to put him on a personal improvement.
Why?
Program.
Absolutely.
He's on a pip.
Why were they on a pip? The undercovers are not undercover. Right. Brick is running free. Yes. He's having sex with the mom of one of the people he's investigating.
All your informants are out.
Rogue unit.
Yeah, rogue unit. And how you going to be undercover with a T-Pain hairstyle? Like, you can't. Yes. That's not being subtle, my dog.
Yeah.
You got to.
I would never be able to go undercover.
Like,
man, we recognize you from somewhere. Didn't you play ball?
He took the shirt off and it was like, I'm not no police.
Right. It's like, where are you going undercover anywhere in that city with that hair? Like, there's nowhere you're going. They're going to be like, oh, Officer T-Pain, we got you.
I need to go to this this police ball, though.
Oh, it's not lit.
The hair strippers waiting on, they was serving drinks. I was like, well, what is going on here?
I mean, we've established Detroit police officers.
I said she got on a 90.
They can have multiple jobs.
They can have multiple jobs.
They can have, same uniform. Strip clubs. They can work at, the strippers can work at policemen's balls.
Yeah.
Talk about equal opportunity.
Yes, correct. We're a free-flowing economy.
That's
in Detroit.
Dope. That's
how we do it. Circulating.
That's dope. Other states, y'all need to pay attention to what's going on in Detroit because they got it under control.
We do, clearly.
Yeah. Find out when season 3's coming out.
Yeah, when is it coming out?
I think it still says coming soon.
Shooting right now.
They're looking for extras. The last time we called Lisa Palmer. Or Lisa Bowman?
Brown.
Brown.
You get put some respect on that woman's name.
Plus production.
There was at one point in time, I thought Teacup Lady might have been Lisa.
What is she saying? She's lying.
What if that was the big reveal? Because I ain't never seen no picture of Lisa. We gonna have to ask your friend.
Okay.
What Lisa look like?
I'm on the case.
You hear that, Melissa?
I'm on the case.
I missed it.
I said at one point in time during the last episode, because so many reveals were happening, I said, what if Lisa Brown is actually the Teacup Lady?
Ooh.
And that's why she know all the information, because she wrote it.
And that's why she delivered that line so perfectly.
Yes,
like that.
I said that would be something to have this show with all these black characters that a white woman created.
Listen,
Lisa Brown is black.
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah, this is Lisa Brown.
She's
she looked like a character in the show.
She do.
She looks young.
She's regular.
Okay, I'm
come
happy
through,
Lisa. For Lisa.
Lisa, come on the show. We got fans.
I am very happy to see this is Lisa.
Oh, I'd have been pissed if it was anything other than that.
Yeah.
That person is too ingrained in our community if she could write like that. She wasn't.
Yeah, she look like she on show. She got the tattoos.
She is on the show. Tiffany's based off her. Next, we need to watch He Played Me and He Played Me Too. These Men for Everybody.
Ooh.
And
I think
Karma.
I saw These Men for Everybody. I think I saw that
and
one.
And Make It Out. All on Peacock.
Okay.
Wait a minute. You all can't see what's on Melissa's computer. She has pulled up the website.
Oh, Blush Productions.
I sure did. It's fantastic.
She about to go to the contact us page.
There needs to be a KOS and Plush Productions type of a collaboration.
Absolutely.
Come on, we love this. Yeah. This looks like when I did Two Brown Girls and I had found the glitter.
Shut up.
The glitter logo, that's what that looked like.
It's so beautiful.
Funny enough, the Dirty Valley, I would write this parody show because you could do it. You can't tell if they're being serious or not.
Mm.
Like they are serious, but they're not serious.
But it'd be hard to parody something that has so many laughable moments, though.
I would approach it just like this.
You could copy and paste it, though. We don't know what's
Dirty V.
The Dirty V.
Dirty Valley.
I don't know if they would think automatically that's what the V stood for, much like with D.
You would have to do a cross of the Dirty D and P Valley.
Yes.
Mm. It would have to be a little bit
yes.
of that.
Yes.
Okay.
Then you can
D Valley.
Coming soon. Kept on stage production.
All right. Anything else?
I think we covered it. Three.
All Same. Right.
I'm very excited about this.
I want to know who maybe shot at Brick or who he shot at.
I
want to
know who is TJ's real father.
We have to get that
real father. Right. It's got to happen.
Right.
I want to know what the big sister's
up
to.
And if it's not, someone said this, if Terrence is not the real dad, we need to know Boom's name.
Oh,
his actual name.
Should we?
Eastside
no,
Boom.
Because why TJ?
Mm.
His
we
real name
know.
Is Anthony, but they call him Tony.
Ah,
TJ.
Tony, there you go.
The fact And everybody agree with me.
Tony Jeremiah.
We accept it right there.
Tony Jeremiah.
That's it right there.
It don't have to be a junior.
This whole time, y'all thought it was junior.
Oh, man.
It does not have to be.
Tony Jeremiah worked.
And we need to find the backstory of the dead mama that's not a real mama.
Yes. Fina Knowles.
Fina Knowles.
Because she's going to be having sex soon.
I need her.
With the captain.
No, no. I'm going for captain, too. I think it's captain.
The chief of police.
Yeah, I think
she had a partner.
Wait, the one with the little S-curl?
The little S-curl. He ain't had no sexual partner.
I absolutely think she's having sex with the chief of police.
For sure.
I want her to not be known to the brother. He don't know she's alive.
Yeah.
I want that to make sense.
You want that to make
I want
sense.
Her saying ever since mama died, yes.
Circle back. Okay.
I want them to circle back to that.
Right.
I think they will. I'm excited.
We know there's going to be an unexpected sexual relationship that, 100%. That happens out of this, like, oh my God, the lesbian is also sleeping with the captain.
All these new characters have to have sex. It's part of the show.
It is.
Yeah. Once the captain did, I said, oh, y'all, this penis is
anything is possible.
I want more of the judge. I want his angry ass every other episode.
You got to come back.
Honey going to be in his chambers. The
judge has got to be Boone's daddy. The anger
the judge should be Boone's daddy.
I told you to kill Nikki. I'm sorry, Brick. Dad.
No! I'm all in. I am all in.
That's good.
That's a good one.
So what the doing in my courtroom? You know these cops be on some bullshit, Jenny?
Yeah. It's so strong with
yeah.
Like, he just reminded me of one of my boys. That's why I'm like, I'm not really.
That's good.
He just reminded me of one of my boys.
So that's
he could be telling you he loves you, and it sounds like he can't stand you and wants to murder you in that moment. Right? It's just. All of the inflection.
Can we just tell you thank you so much?
This was going to be by far my favorite thing I've recorded all of Black History Month. Forget about talking about the history of Black folks. Forget about talking about reparations, voting.
This here.
Reparations
and voting.
You gotta have friends to talk about your trash shows that you love.
Absolutely. Oh my God, I needed
it. It makes them so much better.
This was cathartic for me.
Yeah.
It really, really was. And now I'm happy to know that there are so many in the Dirty D Hive. And again, shout out to my good friend, Emery Lawrence.
Emery Lawrence.
Tell us what happened when we thought you was there.
Yes.
He said, man,
I told him you just
vacation.
Had a strong neck. That's what it was. You just like, you survived it.
He got that letter from his agent. He said, me?
But you know what? I feel so bad because my husband hasn't watched The Dirty D yet. Me and another friend, we keep telling him, you got to get in. And when I watched the first season, I was like, oh, maybe you shouldn't because your boy don't make it. Because I thought he was gone.
Yeah, we all thought he was
gone. I was like, your boy don't make it. So if you invest now, then he'll be there the rest of the series.
He's gonna be sitting like us. Hold on, I'm confused.
Yeah. And then he came back, and I was like, "Oh, jump in now." So.
See, I know that you love a good bad show.
Oh, I do.
I remember you watched a couple of the shows.
Married at First Sight.
No. She watched a couple.
Oh,
of
the
shows.
Other Tubi shows.
Not just Tubi.
No.
Yeah.
The ones I was. Oh, yes. Oh, big fan of that. Huge fan.
Yeah.
Y'all let me know y'all do a breakdown. I'm in.
Okay.
Wait, I didn't get
super
the show.
In. Super huh? in. It's a BET Plus show.
Oh,
yes.
I see.
Yes.
I'll tell you.
I'll tell y'all off air. That's my guiltiest of guilty pleasures.
Guilty pleasures are my favorite type of shows.
Yeah.
Listen, the world is bad enough.
Listen.
Take me away. It
give me
to
some
good.
Mindless show.
Just make it entertaining.
Well, this is the true personification of freedom for us. As Black people, the fact that not only we are allowed to make terrible shows,
yes, I love ooh,
but we as Black people are allowed to watch them just for the joy of it.
Yeah.
That is real Black history.
Well,
Chris Rock was saying, he said, we need Black people to make bad stuff. That's when we made it.
Yeah,
everybody can't be the best of everything.
I agree. With that.
I need you to suck and still be really
that's good. Right. We can't all be Ava DuVernay.
You can't.
Yeah. We cannot all do that.
We need Fina Knowles in our
lives. We need Fina Knowles.
I'm coming.
Overholding his mic.
Yeah, we're done. All right. Thank you again, Jamel.
Thank you so much.
It was
a pleasure.
Yes. Patreon, we'll be back next week. We'll talk off air the show we finna do the next time. You can drop a suggestion.
Team down Lisa Brown.
What other shows does she have?
She has.
She's got more shows.
She got movies. Yeah.
These Men for the Streets
Lisa.
Is good.
He played me too.
Okay,
you're gonna get all of these views from
Karma,
us.
Karma, make it out.
Okay, that's what's gonna get on the show.
We got to run through the Plus production.
Oh, okay. No season to her.
He played me is based on a true story.
Yeah. Oh, and it's starring Lachey.
And that's Lachey.
Yeah.
Another reason why I knew, I think, is Lachey, what's her name? Her real name.
Oh, I don't know.
Which but one is the one?
Nurse. The doll.
Something the doll. Like, she's in so many two
yes.
big movies.
Crystal the doll.
Crystal the doll, okay. Yes.
I said, what's her real name? And it was still a stage name.
Right, Crystal the doll.
Crystal the doll, Crystal she's the doll. In, she got a new movie with Tiffany.
Yes. Oh. I started watching, I haven't finished it.
Called Cream.
Yes.
And then Kyra has a movie.
I am.
She's in a movie called Fatal.
Kyra's in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And I think she's producing Rose her Gold. Own.
She's in a movie with Rose Gold.
Let me tell you, I saw Rose Gold. It's number one on my Tubi list right
is
now.
It really?
Number one. It's number one. Oh, it Rose might Gold? Be my favorite Tubi movie I've watched.
Okay, maybe we need to do that.
Run over all the we got to expand the universe. We can watch Tubi. Iron Man.
So we're going to blow up Tubi for real. Like.
Listen, once the hive gets a hold of you, I'm fighting for my life in there. I'm fighting for my life.
Well, we in there fighting with you now.
Yes.
We sure are.
And your boy Boomy, he's in Black Men Don't Cheat, which is also on Tubi.
We love Boom. You know what?
Watch your back,
the calmest you've ever seen to Boom. He's a little calm.
Oh,
yes.
I need him to go full
fledged. We need to follow them on Instagram because they got
Angie be telling me this all the time. Like, we'll see a show that's on or maybe even a comedian or something. And I'm like, I don't understand how this person is doing so well. She says it all the time. And I'm like, you're right. She says, white people love white mediocrity.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be good. They just going to sit and enjoy it.
Well, then they're allowed to be mediocre.
Yeah.
And like he said, Chris Rock said, we should be allowed to be, 100%. Let your people be mediocre.
Yeah.
And
still
we're always striving for black excellence.
Now, that has nothing to do with the Dirty D, because this is excellent.
Oh, no, totally.
Exactly.
It is, what do you call it, a telenovela?
Yeah, it's a telenovela.
1,000%.
Man, let me charge.
Next season, there needs to be a twin. It's the only way that brings this full circle.
Now we're getting into it.
Now we're getting into
they
it.
They killed Tiffany's twin, not
so, yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's maybe. Exactly what needs to happen.
They killed Tiffany.
I have always thought Tiffany was going to come back.
Stephanie is coming.
Kev, they going to introduce a multiverse. We in there to win it.
And I want them to start flying, too.
You can going to be an orbit.
I need an origin story, like how did Tiffany and Brick build the empire?
Yeah.
The early years.
I need the early
spin me
years.
Off.
Yes, spinoffs.
There's pressure. He's in Pressure, season one.
Boone?
This is Boom, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But also the guy whose name,
the problem
Money
is
Mike's actual name on Instagram is Eastside Boom. So I'm completely confused now.
Well, Boom, the problem is if I see Boom in any other movie, he is always going to be Boom. Absolutely. That's it. That's
he's
all.
In Baku now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you're in a different film.
You're in Baku.
You're in Baku, man. Yeah. It was too big of an entrance. You should have warmed us
where
up. You can't come in as in Baku. You're in Baku, baby.
Yeah, I agree.
He's on what?
No, in Baku in Eternity.
That would be a hell of a
addition.
Hell of a addition.
Yeah. Only in character.
You started here. I'm like, what did he do?
I killed my cousin. Baku! Baku! Did I let you have this character?
All right. Thank you guys so much. Till next week. Bye.
Oh, this is a good time.
Yeah, that's fantastic.